Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to r/AmItheJerk, where this woman wonders if she's in the right or the wrong after she has to steal back her own cat from her cousin. Am I the jerk for stealing my cat? So I, a 21-year-old woman, have a beautiful brown cat, Midge. She's still a baby and is 10 months old. I found her outside of my work when she was about 2 to 3 months old, and I immediately fell in love with her. We've had the best time together, and her being my first pet since moving out makes me even happier. My cousin, Tanya, who is 15, visits me a lot since we live in the same city and I enjoy having her. She also really likes cats, but since her father is allergic, they don't have any at home. She really loves coming over to see Midge, and I'm glad to be able to provide her with Midge's presence. School recently started, and before I go back to full-time student, I've been having to work almost 45 hours a week to afford my lifestyle for the next couple of months. Since I was busy, I let her have the responsibility of taking care of Midge, such as feeding her, cleaning her litter box, etc. It was going really well. Now, one time I didn't have the chance to take Tanya home since I was going to be at work. So I gave her my spare key to lock up, and I scheduled an Uber to take her to her house. When I came home 8 hours later, Midge was gone. I called Tanya, and she swore that Midge was home when she left. But after a couple of hours, my brother called, asking when I gave Midge to Tanya. I was confused, and he sent me a screenshot of Tanya kissing Midge on her Instagram story. I knew then that she'd blocked me from being able to see her and was shocked that she would do this to me, as well as lie to me. I had a spare key to their house and I went right over and took Midge back when they weren't home. When I got home, Tanya called screaming at me over the phone, telling me I broke into their house and stole her property. I laughed and I asked how Midge was hers. She told me since she took care of her, she deserved her since I wasn't home, and she had to save Midge. Her parents were also pretty upset, since I did go into their home without permission, and they told me that I didn't deserve Midge from what Tanya told them. They told me they decided my uncle is going to take allergy medication and so that Midge can stay there and I need to give her back. Of course, I said no. Tanya ended up calling my mum, lying to her that I abuse Midge. My mum called angry, asking me how I could do this to Midge, and if I don't give her to Tanya and her family, she will disown me? Tanya texted me this weekend, saying that if I apologise, she might forgive me. Her parents have been texting me all weekend that they're going to press charges since I did go into their home, and they're going to take Midge. I just don't know what to do. I love Midge so much, and my mum gave my aunt and uncle permission to go to my apartment and take her. I know this because Tanya texted me this, I'm assuming to scare me. And I am scared. I'm so scared that one of these days, I'm gonna come home and Midge is gonna be gone again. My brother and dad think I'm a jerk since I did go into their home without permission and I acted out without trying to solve it maturely. So, am I the jerk for stealing my own cat? Now guys, good news. There is actually an update to this r/AmItheJerk post. But first of all, I want to give my opinion, and there is no way that you're in the wrong here. Now, funnily enough, I have a story myself which is quite comparable. My dad, back in the day, had his bike stolen, right? A tough thing. Not as bad as a cat, of course, but a tough story nonetheless. However, he was walking about in the local streets of wherever he lived, and he saw it in the front garden of a house. It was unmistakably his. So what did he do? Well, he jumped the fence, got the bike, and left. Now, is that stealing is my question. It's his own bike that was stolen from him, and he then technically stole it back from someone else's property. Is that illegal? I don't think it is. And let's bring it back to this example. If you're stealing an animal that is yours, then it's not stealing, is it? It was stolen from you, you're just getting it back. One, it's not stealing, and two, it's definitely not immoral. In fact, it's the right thing to do. You're just rehousing your pets. Actually, before we jump into the update, which was posted just a few days later, first of all, some edits. OP has said, they called and left a voicemail to their landlord, giving a brief explanation of the situation. OP is upset since they asked for him to change the locks, but the landlord refused. Legally, he was able to, since as a college student, OP's mum's name is on the lease and he needed her permission. Of course, he called and she refused. I've got to say, OP's parents' role in this is very interesting. The fact that they're believing OP's cousin rather than their daughter is a little bit weird, but hey, nonetheless, OP has said that she is scared that Tanya is going to come tomorrow and take the cat back, but OP does have a friend who can take Midge for the day before work. Okay, interesting stuff. Next edit is that OP has said that they've set up an appointment for Midge to get microchipped this Saturday on their day off. Well, that seems like a great idea to me. They've also ordered a small security camera that covers the whole living room and front door. They're still requesting their landlord to change the locks, but he still has his foot down. And OP cannot move out since where she lives, it is pretty hard to get a place, and basically everything requires credits, which OP does not have. Anna, how about this? This is an interesting turn of events. OP says, the only negative side is that Tanya has been posting pictures of Midge on Instagram claiming that I stole her and have received lots of messages from her friends and classmates from school trying to cancel and dox me. Now, that I don't really care about. Now, Tanya's parents have called me, giving me a second chance to reconsider before they press charges, which I highly doubt they would actually do. In regards to my mum, we're not talking, and I don't want to go no contact with her since I love my mum very much. I'm sure after all of this resolves, we're going to have a mature conversation about how she acted and what was wrong. Now, here we go. Let's get into the updates. I took a lot of people's advice and I got Midge microchipped yesterday. As well, I had a conversation with my mum that we resolved together. My landlord still refuses to change my locks. But despite all of this, today, this morning, Midge was taken. I called my aunt and uncle and they just laughed and told me, try. We can hire a good lawyer. I called the police and I explained the situation, showing proof I had ownership of Midge. When we went to my relative's house, police asked for her back, but of course, they refused. What made me even angrier was that my cousin was inside the house, door open, holding Midge with a poop-eating grin. That is awful. Even though I had all this evidence, my relatives slammed the door demanding a warrant. The police suggested I press charges and take it to small claims court, which I am doing, but they couldn't do anything right there. Going home without Midge was so upsetting. I had to pull over because I started crying. I contacted an attorney and my cousin keeps posting photos of Midge on her Instagram. I took the situation to the family group chat in anger, and good news at least, everyone hates them now. My grandmother wrote my uncle and his family off the will. And of course, they're calling me, threatening me with Midge, and they make sure that I go to jail for all of this. Now, I'm fairly confident in myself, but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't concerned about Midge. I just want my baby back, and I've been crying all day. Screw you, Tanya. But guys, the story doesn't end there. 5 weeks later, we got this final update. Hi everyone. I'll be honest, I forgot about this post for a bit after everything. I just want to also say thank you to those specific people, you know who you are, who reached out to me across Reddit to help with finances, as attorneys are expensive and I'm only a student. How amazing is that, by the way? That is the power of the internet. But yes, I just want to say, Midge is home. Small claims court came around and my attorney was very confident and helped me out so much. She was very helpful and knew from the start that we would win. I provided the judge everything. Yes, everything you guys commented as proof that I own her. Photos of her as a baby, proof I've paid for all the vet bills since she was a baby, and proof that I had Midge chipped. My landlord also helped. Although a lot of people were upset with him and telling me to move out, he was remorseful that his decision had consequences. I've forgiven him, as his apology came with security footage of my aunt and uncle going into my apartment and taking Midge. Well, that could have been the most important piece of evidence of them all. We've been no contact since the case, and they've been silent, most likely embarrassed. To end this on a good note, I wish I could have taken a picture of Tanya's face when she handed Midge back to me. And there we go. I'm absolutely delighted for you, OP, that that story has a happy ending. Now look, I've never really owned a pet that... Let's just say, now I don't want to sound harsh. I don't want to sound harsh on my previous pets and Marty, my current snake. But look, there's a difference, isn't there, between having a snake as a pet and having a dog or a cat as a pet. A snake just, I'll be honest, kind of just chills out the whole day. Now look, I'm not going to say that me and Marty don't have a great brotherly bond, because trust me, we do, but it's not the same. It's not the same as having a dog or a cat. So I can only imagine what this period of your life was like, OP, to have your own cousin, your 15-year-old cousin, steal your cat. Yeah. Guys, you know, cat owners, dog owners, maybe you have a closer bond than I do with my pet, and I'm being harsh. I don't know, maybe I am. Marty's been in the videos before, and I don't want to put bad words on his snake skin. I really don't. But you know, you must kind of get where I'm coming from, guys. So look, if you own a dog or a cat, comment down below. How would you feel in this situation? I'm interested to hear your thoughts. And yeah, maybe I'd feel the same. I don't know. Thankfully, I've never been in this spot. Let's move on. Am I the jerk for blowing up on my husband over chicken Alfredo? I, a 38-year-old woman, am married to my husband, who is 42. We've been together since our early 20s and have three small children, who are all under 10. He is a mechanic and works anywhere from 60 to 80 hours a week, while I work as a hostess 3 days a week at a restaurant while the kids are at school. I do the majority of the housework and childcare, and I don't mind, as I understand that he has a hard job and works a lot. He gets the kids on the bus every morning as he leaves for work about 10 minutes afterwards. All I ask of him, apart from that, is to do his own laundry, as his clothes are covered in oil and grime and need to go in by themselves, and pick up after himself, because the kids destroy the house enough. A couple of times a week, he'll help with dinner and clean up at the end of the day as well. Now guys, I need to mention at this stage that this story starts off quite light, and you're thinking, okay, nothing sounds too serious. But there are a couple of updates to come down the line, and trust me, you are going to want to stick around to hear what happens at the end. It is mental. But for now, let's go back to the chillness. Over the last 2 months, my husband has completely stopped helping though. He dumps his clothes on the laundry room floor, his half of the bedroom is a mess, he leaves cans and wrappers all over the living room, and he's even stopped getting the kids up, which has upset them as they love their mornings with dad. He's also been coming home hours later than usual. I've been letting it slide as he seems very stressed out. But a few days ago, he snapped at me for being a trashy wife for letting his clothes go unwashed. I reminded him that he always did his own laundry and he hadn't asked me to do it. I've been doing it, I just hadn't gotten to it yet. He just grumbled and went to go and watch TV. Now, last night I made chicken Alfredo. We have it about once a week because the kids love it and no one's ever complained. Well, he beed and moaned through the whole dinner, saying that since I'm not taking care of the house, I should at least put a good meal on the table, that I've just been letting the whole family go to trash, and that I should be ashamed of myself for treating him and his children like that. He called me a bad wife and mother in front of our children. I told the children to go to their rooms and I snapped. I screamed at him about how much I do for the household. That if it wasn't for me, the place would be trashed. And he's got no right to treat me like this over chicken Alfredo. We went back and forth for a while before he left, and I have no idea where he went. He's not answering my calls or texts. I feel bad now, as I shouldn't have reacted like that. Especially because I know he's just stressed from work, but it all just kind of built up and came out at once. I just want to know if I was wrong for freaking out on him like that. Now, there is an update to come, as I said, but before we get into that, guys, first of all, I want to pick out a couple of relevant comments, which OP has replied to. First of all, the top comment. I sincerely hope I'm mistaken, but your husband may be having an affair and setting you up to be the bad wife and mother to justify his behavior. OP replied, the thought of an affair hadn't really crossed my mind. I know that his job lost an employee, so the workload has gotten bigger, so I really hope it's just that. Another Redditor says, in the past 2 months, have you attempted to find out why your partner has changed so drastically? OP replies, I've asked him, but he tends to brush me off and says that he doesn't want to think about work. I do know they recently lost that employee and the workload has gotten bigger for everyone, but he's had co-workers quit in the past and never behave like this. Someone else asks, have you looked at his paychecks recently? I guess hinting that something else could be going on. OP says, he gets direct deposit to his account that I have no access to, and then transfers the amount for bills into our joint accounts. I'm not sure what he does with his pay stubs, as I've never seen them. And finally, one commenter says that something is awry, and it's not you, OP. Couples counseling is needed now, but keep a watch on your money and protect the kids. It sounds like your husband is checking out. So guys, update is incoming imminently, but before we get into that, whatever platform you are on, if you have the ability to comment, I want you to get down into the comment section and type out what you think is going on here. Exactly what do you think the husband is doing? Now, I'll give you some options because it doesn't have to be that he's having an affair. There are a few things I think that could also have happened. Now, I've not read on, so I actually don't know myself at this stage. But what I'm thinking is that he could easily have also lost his job and is trying to cover that up. Now, just because he's leaving the house doesn't mean he's going to work. He could just be doing something else, or who knows, sitting in his car, just groveling, and just doesn't want to admit to you and the family that he's lost his job and the, you know, the financial implications that could have on your family. That's just my thinking right now. And he's trying to cover it up in some form, but he's obviously just in a terrible mood because of that, and that may be what's going on. Guys, what do you think? Get in the comments. I want to know your thoughts. But don't cheat, yeah? Don't just comment after you've already seen this update that I'm about to give you. That would be bad practice, and I wouldn't like that. So be honest, for me. Nonetheless, here is the update. I'm excited to see what happens.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I called my husband for the 100th time because he still hadn't come home and the kids wanted to know where he was. And a woman answered. I didn't recognize her voice and he doesn't have a sister. I asked her to put me on the phone with my husband and she asked who I was. I said I was his wife and she laughed into the phone and told me he was busy. We went back and forth with her laughing at me the whole time before telling me she'll send him home soon and hanging up. Oh my god. Gosh. It's now the next morning and he's still not home. I really didn't think he was cheating. I'd really hoped this was just a rough patch, but it looks like most of you were right. I'm heartbroken and a little in shock and not really sure what to do right now. My brother said I should come stay with him, and I might. Or maybe just bring the kids so they don't have to see us fight. I might update again, or I might not. But I'm sure you all know where this is heading anyway. You know, guys, I kind of wanted this not to be the case, but I did have a little bit of an inclination. If you said an affair was going on, congratulations, you were right. But there is one more update. Update 2. He came home a few hours after I last updated. I immediately confronted him about the woman answering. He denied cheating, saying it was one of his friends messing with me because he stayed at a friend's house and they must have answered his phone. I told him I don't believe him and to pack some things and leave because I want a divorce. He blew up at this, telling me it was his home, even though my parents bought us the house when we got married, and that he was not going to leave. We argued for a while until I called my brother. My brother lives about 20 minutes away, so he got to the house very quickly. And once he got there, my husband calmed down and packed a bag. Once he was gone, my brother helped me contact a divorce lawyer. My brother and his wife check in with us every day. We're all safe, and I've had very minimal contact with my now ex-husband. I probably won't update again. And there we go, a sad, unfortunate ending to this one. What I can't really wrap my head around is, once you've been caught blatantly cheating, which is the only thing that can be going on here, why at that point do you still make excuses and say, no, I wasn't, man, I was doing something else. What, you can't kick me out? I didn't do anything wrong. This is my house as well. Like, come on, at least have the decency to, when you've been caught, hold your hands up and say, yeah, I've been a jerk. I've ruined our lives. Great. But no, even in that critical moment, you're like, yeah, what? You're lying. How can you say this? Get all angry. The sort of person that would cheat and have an affair on your wife is the sort of person that wouldn't admit to it once caught. I will say that. So maybe it makes sense. I don't know. Guys, if you commented down below, congratulations. I hope you're happy. You predicted someone being cheated on and their life being ruined. Well done. I just thought someone had lost their job at work. Pretty minimal. But no. You guys wanted the downfall of an entire family. Are you happy? Are you happy you commented that? I hope you are. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you enjoyed it. A tough final story there, I must say. But hey, such is life. If you do want more tough stories right away, narrated by myself, check out the link in the description or the video on screen right here. If you're new to the channel, subscribe. And as always, I will see you tomorrow with a brand new Reddit story.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.